There was a palpable tension in the packed room at the Arbor Hill Community Center. The meeting was originally organized by Albany Common Council members Dorcia Pleers and Kelly Kimbrough in response to the Michael Brown case in Missouri. But Wednesday's events in New York City added an extra level of urgency. Councilmember Dorcia Pleers.
We knew in general there would be some level of tension and frustration. And so we wanted to do our best to make sure we created an environment in which men would feel comfortable talking about their experiences, but at the same time do so in a way that would not be result in a negative conversation.
A Pleer says it was important that the meeting open a dialogue that can be continued, which is why Albany Police Chief Stephen Krokoff and several members of the department were also in attendance.
The community who truly has trust and faith in its police department is much more likely to police itself, and you actually get a better end result than policing it on your own.
The meeting had a few moments of tension when anger was vented at the police, other community members, and the entire criminal justice system. But Alice Green, executive director of the Center for Law and Justice in Albany, says New York's capital city is actually on better footing than some other communities.
We have community policing here in Albany, and I think the police realize that there's a real problem and that they've been working with the community to change that relationship.
Everyone agreed that the lines of communication had to remain open and honest for a cultural shift in policing to work. Police Chief Krokoff even made a point of giving out his personal cell phone number several times during the meeting.